Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey everyone, hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. I'm Will Selvin, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The Browns beating the Giants 20-6 on Sunday Night Football. Baker Mayfield throwing for 297 yards and two touchdowns, while New York played without injured quarterback Daniel Jones. Colt McCoy starting in his place, throwing for 221 yards. With the win, Cleveland ups their record to 10-4, winning double-digit games in a single season for the first time since 2007. The Browns are currently the fifth seed in the AFC playoff picture because they hold the head-to-head tiebreaker over the sixth-seeded Colts, while the Giants, in their 5-9 record, are still in second place behind Washington in the NFC East. That's because Seattle knocking off Washington 20-15. Russell Wilson passing for less than 150 yards for the first time this season to go along with a touchdown and interception. Washington started Dwayne Haskins, who's filling in for an injured Alex Smith. Haskins had 295 yards through the air with a touchdown and two picks. The Seahawks clinching a playoff berth and lead the NFC West by one game over the Rams. Sean McVay's team, by the way, suffering a stunning 23-20 home loss to the previously winless Jets. No one saw this one coming. This was only the second time in NFL history where a team that entered with an 0-13 or worse record defeated a team that entered with 9-plus wins. The 9-5 Rams, currently the fifth seed in the NFC, thanks to holding the head-to-head tiebreaker over the 9-5 Buccaneers, following Tampa's 31-27 comeback win at Atlanta. Tom Brady's bunch was losing 17-0 at the half to the Falcons, including the playoffs. This was Brady's fourth career win after trailing by 17 points or more at the half. That's the most such wins by any QB in the Super Bowl era. TB12's most recent such comeback was in Super Bowl 51 against, you guessed it, Atlanta. A game his team won 34-28 in overtime. Brady says his team never doubted themselves despite the slow starts.
Yeah, it was great poise by everybody. And, everybody hung in there. They got off to a tough start, but found a way to win. And defense came up huge, made some big stops. Offensively, everyone made a bunch of different plays. And it was a great win for our team. And we're going to have to keep building on it.
It's definitely big for them, as they have to build on it, as the marquee matchup of the day involved the Falcons' rival, New Orleans, who played host to Kansas City in a battle of Super Bowl MVP quarterbacks. A slow start for Drew Brees and his return from injury was too much for the Saints to overcome in their 32-29 loss to the reigning Super Bowl champs. Brees finishing with 234 yards, three touchdowns, and a pick. His counterpart, Patrick Mahomes, at 254 passing yards and three touchdowns. Mahomes feeling victories like this help prepare a team for the playoffs.
You got to be able to win games in this league. I mean, that's it at the end of the day. I mean, it looks cool and it feels awesome to win by 20, 30 points. But when you have a team that can find a way to win with their offense, the defense, and special teams every single game and find a way to win no matter what the score is, those are the teams that make runs at the end of the year.
Week 15 closing out tonight with Pittsburgh hitting the road, taking on Cincinnati. After the Steelers' 11-0 start, they are trying to avoid being the third team to lose three straight games. Pittsburgh can clinch the AFC North with the win, and this would be their first division title since 2017. Now for a full recap of all of the Sunday games delivered with a touch of humor, make sure to download the Around the NFL podcast with your heroes. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.